This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Cruising my emails, one of the nurseries sent me tantalizing photos tempting me with their oriental poppies. I must say, these late spring, early summer bloomers are gorgeous. Though the blooms don't last long, they're worth it. You can plant bare root plants in the fall. The bloom that caught my eye is a 2018 introduction called Snow Goose. It's a pristine white with a deep maroon center. Pictures of Snow Goose and Raspberry Queen, another new poppy, are on GardenBite.com. To hide the browning foliage, you can toss in some annual cosmos or plant poppies with peonies. Speaking of, there are more peony choices than I imagined. Oodles of white with yellow petaloids or pink, roughly outer petals or smooth. Multiple shades of red and corals. Bloom periods vary, which is perfect for poppies. There's a really lovely variety called Buttercup, offered at a farm near me called Aspeland. The stems are stiff, so they hold well, and the foliage is dark green and narrow. This peony grows to 30 inches. Buttercup has a lovely fragrance, too. It would look really pretty paired with the poppy Raspberry Queen. Plant your bare root peonies this fall, and next year you'll have a small plant with perhaps a flower or two. The following year they creep, the third year, yep, they leap. Song Sparrow Farm and Nursery also offers some incredible beauties. I have pictures and links on GardenBite.com. One that leaps out at me is called Circus Circus. You'll just have to go to my GardenBite Facebook page to see this beauty. Yowza! Daisy Cornette is simply wild. Go to GardenBite.com and find out more information on poppies, peonies, and perhaps a bit about tree peonies from Peonies Envy. That's the name of the website. Don't type that into your browser. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.